The Office star Rainn Wilson says his liberal Hollywood friends said good riddance after Charlie Kirk's assassination, won't see me shedding tears. By Warner Todd Houston on September 18, 2025. The Office star Rainn Wilson posted a video to TikTok this week lamenting the left's current fondness for accepting and excusing political violence and revealed that he recently heard several liberal friends say they won't be shedding tears that conservative activist Charlie Kirk was assassinated in front of his family over his political views. In a preview video of his interview with far-left activist, actor, and Marvel star Mark Ruffalo, Rainn said he is worried over the direction of the political discourse in America and in particular the callousness he sees among his own left-wing Hollywood friends. "We can't kill people we disagree with," Wilson says in the introduction. "Even if we find them horrifically offensive. And we need to come to a deeper kind of spiritual healing that underlies something as basic as like, hey, we need to bring the temperature down." In the excerpt of the interview with Ruffalo, Wilson said that the assassination of Charlie Kirk is tearing the country apart in so many ways. And the country is being torn apart in so many different ways. Calling this penchant to tacitly support murder colossally wrong, Wilson went on to describe a meeting he had with several of his left-wing Hollywood friends. "I spoke to a couple of, let's say, liberal friends, at an event," Wilson told Ruffalo. "And they were like, you won't find me shedding any tears." And he added, "It was a little bit of a good riddance thing, and it's like, guys, no." Wilson said he found himself taken aback at this casual attitude toward murder. "We cannot think or talk that way," Wilson added. "That is not okay." At Soulboom hashtag Mark Ruffalo and Rainn reflect on hashtag Charlie Kirk's death. Hashtag Soulboom hashtag Rainn Wilson hashtag politics original sound, Soulboom. For his part, Ruffalo agreed with Wilson that going down the road of justifying political assassination is so dangerous. "I'm someone whose brother was murdered. I lost my brother to gun violence," Ruffalo said. "And so, this is a real personal topic with me. It's no winning. We'll never win this way. There's no idea that if we cheer on our opponents being hurt or harmed in any way, that we win as a society. And we all lose. I know what his family is going through," Ruffalo continued. "Like, I understand that on such a personal level. And it's a tragedy that not only the person who is killed experiences, but the entire family and community around that person." Wilson added that we have to stop thinking as our political opponents as outright enemies, and go back to just feeling that they are people we just disagree with. "How can we reframe it to opponent to just someone we disagree with?" he asked. Unsurprisingly, Ruffalo, who is a rabid anti-gun nut, used the discussion to go off on another plea for gun control. Despite that there is no evidence that Kirk's murderer broke any gun laws ahead of pulling the trigger on that fateful day. Ruffalo falsely characterized the gun the killer used in Kirk's assassination as a weapon of war. But the FBI has said that it was a simple bolt-action rifle, not any sort of military weapon. Ruffalo next added, "More often than not, we being seen people killed with weapons of war that are made for nothing more than to kill human beings. That's what these weapons are for. When you keep signing off on those weapons being acceptable, you're actually tacitly signing off on them being used on human beings as the ultimate solution to any kind of conflict." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.